When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There we go. I got French there too.
Wow, Adam.
Hey, what up, boys?
My boy. What's the
fuck with you, Adam?
Oh, my shit. Lady. I didn't know French Montana knew who I was.
I admire your opinion, man. I watch everything.
Wow, that's crazy. We got to get an interview one day, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, when you be talking about the rappers ain't worth where they be at, I be watching.
Hey, I mean, French,
exactly what I'm talking about.
French Montana is in the position he's in because he's been paying attention to the streets, even though he's risen above the streets, right?
Bow. Thank you, bro.
That's all facts.
I'll swipe you right now.
Thanks to French, we here right now.
Yeah, yeah. How's that feel to have that New York connection and to be, keeping the tradition alive? French been in the game for, what, like 12 fucking years at this point?
It's a legendary movement right now. You feel me? Because it makes it like it's like Jordan passing off the ball.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like yo, do your thing, homie. Like, let's do it. And the best thing about it is like everything he built. Like, you know, it's like being friends with a genius. Like, you know, you was friends with that nerd in school, and now the nerd is Bill Gates. You feel me? And that's your homie. You get what I'm saying? Now it's lit. It's a movie now. They're gonna go viral.
That's beautiful. Everything's a movie. Everything's viral. Like, I just so you know, I lived in Brooklyn 2004 to 2009, 2010.
Brooklyn nigga. Brooklyn nigga. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you know.
Nah, bro. I don't want to hear that Cali shit, bro. You from Brooklyn, bro.
I'm just trying to get put on all the slang. I hear you guys saying viral a lot. There's a lot of A talk. I mean, there's always A, but it's always like saying A different and shit. There's a lot of movie talk.
Wow.
Yep. The short is a whole thing now. That's a movie.
The whole thing. So grit stands for gentlemen literally taking time to think things through or talk things through.
Okay. That's what it's a metaphor for?
Yeah, and then we got pow, because we say grr, pow. Pow means peace over war.
Okay, I got you. Yo, do you know my man Black Dave from Harlem? He does a lot of shit for us.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the first one who put me on to you and Ether and shit.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. Shout out Dave, that's my dog.
Yeah, Dave's
that's
in the game.
Name, shout out Dave.
Dave been putting me on. He been telling me to listen to a lot of like the New York artists like way longer than I actually. I didn't listen to him for a couple months before I actually got into it.
You wasn't fucking with us because of 6ix9ine, huh?
That's your man's.
Hey, my man's, nigga. You know, I mean, we can't talk too much. That's federal rule right there. So we gonna keep it here. Feel me? We gonna keep it regular.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dangerous person to have beef with because he could just go turn you in.
Yeah, man. You do 25. What they gonna do to you? Shit, Adam. He gonna indict you, Adam?
Yo, he might. I'm lucky that I met him in the early days, and then I never had anything to do with him after the interview, so I didn't get wrapped up, you know. So where you at? You're in Miami right now?
Yeah, we're in Miami. We soon go to Calabasas. But they took my son down for 3 months, so we was like,
Yeah, so you were able to escape in time? You made it out before the quarantine went down?
Yo, right in time. I ain't even gonna hold you. Thank the French.
And God.
Thank the God first. That, you feel me? Gave me the opportunity to just move on right now. Because really, situations was getting crazy in New York.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to just be able to escape, you feel me?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, it's like I'm quarantined with a backyard. So I remember like where I used to
live.
I remember what it was like living in New York in a one bedroom apartment and shit. That would not be a fun quarantine, you know?
Yo. And then imagine it with roaches and rats and fiends all around. That's a movie. that's a different type of situation. You feel me? Where I was at, it was crazy. You feel me? I was in a basement, still dealing drugs and shit like that. So now we here. You feel me? Like, I didn't want to go too much into the lifestyle, but we here though. Like, and this shit, it's like I pushed, I worked for this. You feel me? So now it's like, let's keep it pushing. But besides that, we got a whole bunch of new music coming out, and it's great to leave and give my people, like, you know, the talent that I've been working in that basement.
Definitely.
You know, so, you know what I'm saying? Besides the other talents that I had.
So you've been exposed to a whole different level of, like, music making in terms of being out there with French and shit, because he's, like, a certified hit maker for all these years. Like, do you feel like your music is progressing rapidly now that you're in that environment?
Oh, well, definitely. That's the good thing about it. Like, people don't know that French is behind a lot of music that's being put out. Like, a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, people actually call him to the studio. Like, yo, we need you to check on this, check on that. You know, see what we should put on this, what we should put on that. So, like, just seeing that right there, you already know. You know what I'm saying? And me and him be giving each other little tips. You know what I'm saying? So he gives me good advice and he tells me, like, yo, bro, like, you talented too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got this shit. You was built with this shit. Like, I could tell you. You know what I'm saying? So just that alone, you know what I'm saying? That builds. That makes you, the hunger goes, you go crazier. You know, that builds ambition. So then sometimes I'll tell him, like, yo, what you think about this? And I ain't even going to hold you. Here's one thing.
I think it cut. I think it cut out for a second. What were you saying that he said? He told you? Oh shit! He might be getting into church.
Right,
all right, can you just start again
I'm
after
right
you said what he told you?
In the trenches.
I mean, it was just it was cutting out.
Nah. Yeah. So he'll tell me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, you're doing your thing, you're good at this, you feel me? But sometimes I don't need his help in a lot of stuff. And the first time he helped me on one of my songs, I was like, what the fuck? You know, because it's like, you got engineers sitting with you and, like, with people from labels and all types of shit. And friends come in the room, I mean, I'm not to throw nothing in the, you know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, the fuck? Then I come sit down, especially to make beats, all types of shit. I'm like, what the fuck? People don't know these things?
That's crazy because, you know, there's a lot of people who are popping out in New York right now who, let's be totally honest, are basically doing, like, basic-ass drill rap. And it's like, you know, you're dealing with somebody who's seen what it's like to have a number one hit. That's, like, a very different level of music.
Not only one. This guy got multiple. 10 summers. Like, I ain't gonna lie. You seen all those battles he was going with niggas.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Then that's the thing about people putting out songs and then making hits. Like, a hit song is different. Consecutive hit songs, that's something different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga got shit that's going gold and shit like that he don't even know about. He wake up and he's like, oh, shit, what the fuck? I'm sitting here like, nigga, shit. But that's motivation, you know what I mean? Like,
You know who said it nicely was when Drake said, ain't nobody making too much money off the beef stuff. You can make a little bit of money off the beef stuff, but
that's momentarily, though. That's it. Way of the money. That's momentarily. People should learn how to use that beef and shit for promotion now.
Honestly, for sure.
Because it's nothing else to do. What you going to do behind beef? Go to jail? Let's be serious, fellas. Come on, man. At the end of the day, man, if it's beef, it's beef. If it's beef, that is real, real shit. I understand it, but come on, fellas, we beefing over bullshit, my nigga. We beefing over shit that's not even. It's not hurting no one. At the end of the day, we just beefing over a color.
Yeah. Does that a lot of that stuff that you've been around since you were young? Does that seem silly, given that you've, like, kind of risen out of that environment and shit? Because we're still seeing a whole lot of people getting murdered in New York, even over the last couple of months.
Yeah, like more. Alright, so it's fucked up to say, like, yeah, I was raised, like, you know, being raised in Brooklyn, seeing the whole gang shit, but, like, now it's like, I never seen the impact, not even in gang-wise, like, I never seen the impact of, like, the biggest gang, which is the police. Never seen that type of impact, like, happen. Like, that's what we really going through right now, is the whole police and killing people and you know, like minorities and all types of shit like that. I feel like that's, this is hitting me more than my young life, like than my stuff, because it's like, it's kind of crazy. It's like make you feel like you're living at the end of the world. You feel what I'm saying? And then people don't understand what us young kids is thinking. It's like, damn, this shit about to end. Fuck it. Mm. Then they wonder why we all going crazy.
Yeah. So are you paying a lot of like real close attention to everything that's going on with the George Floyd situation and the protests and everything? It's like a pretty pivotal moment for the country right now.
Yeah, man. Like my message to people is try to just stick together and strategize, because like, the way people going about it right now is like, if y'all educated enough, the SEALs and everybody else, like the whole National Guard, everyone is here because of the COVID-19 right now. So like, don't y'all think that'll be the easiest way to seal martial law right there and really have them control? They're already controlling us. We can't go outside. We can't do shit. We got a shop anyway. What y'all think would happen if they make it one step further than what they had it when it was really shut down? Come on, y'all. Like, let's strategize, man. We got people in power. Let's do it the right way. But let me not get too deep into that, man. They might try to fuck around, kill my ass.
Nah, I think you'll be all right. So generally speaking, though, do you look back at your days? Like, give me an idea of how deep in the swiping game you got at a certain point. Like, how much of that is stuff? Like, do you feel like you exaggerate for your music, or do you have to downplay it for your music?
Actually, I downplay it. But I gotta get that no comment though, man. Like I just, you feel me? Cause like, gosh, dude, I already made the whole situation about son on this. You know what I'm saying? We already said a wrong name, and now that's gonna pop up and build. Believe we gonna, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that way.
How do you feel?
But it was all under the radar, man.
Oh, okay. Because there's a lot of people now, it's like you could be a famous scammer. You know, you could be out here like rapping and talking about scamming and shit. It's a whole new lane.
Fuck that. It all happens to us. Listen, I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm chilling. Listen, I'm good. I'm straight. Adam, listen, this is a dangerous world, man. You gotta learn how to live in it. They said, you gotta learn how to live with a demon in your house, not let them know you did.
Right. I mean, with the NYPD too. I mean, they spare no expense. You know, they're serious. They're real serious.
What about the D's? You know about the D's, right?
Oh yeah. I mean,
you got me right here right now. Yo, no, you got me. Nah, yo, that's crazy how you. Nah, that's crazy how you react. This is crazy, like. Everybody, I'm back, my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, everybody know, like, if you go to New York, listen, I don't care if you went there with your grandmoms, she got stopped by the D's.
Definitely. No, when the things I've seen in New York that I never seen anywhere else is when you'll see a UPS truck, and then all of a sudden you realize the UPS truck is a detective, or a junky ass car, like a car that looks like some 1996 ass car, and then you realize like that's a fucking undercover. Like that will really make you feel like you are never gonna be able to do nothing in public.
I'm gonna hit you with a good one right now. Hit you with a good one right now. Right, watch this. Right. So the it's the post office, regular post office shit. Pull up. You know the ones that walk the carts?
Right, yeah.
The ones that walk the carts, you deliver the mail. Mm-hmm. Nigga walking through the block, right? I guess one of some dude had a warrant on the block, you know, for type of shit. He got a warrant. Crazy warrant. Pull up on the block. Son must have been walking out the building. When he walks out the building, the dude backs out his handcuffs, restrains him, and puts him in cuffs. Yo, and I tell you, that, like, you know, like, all the police pop out of nowhere, parked cars. I'm talking about ice cream trucks. Everybody that was on the block at that moment was an undercover police. And when I tell y'all, you wouldn't even know who's who, nothing. You don't know what's going on. It's people looking like me. Like, I swear, it'd be a detective just like me, like this. Back out a gun on you and a badge. That's ridiculous. That's Jump 20, what's that called? Jump 20, 21 Jump Street shit.
Right. That's why I always, when I'm in talking to people from LA and stuff, and they talk about the cops being crazy, I'm like, yeah, the cops are crazy, but in a different way than in New York, man.
They got detectives like in LA, how like the D's how we got them, like the narcotics, the gun force, but like they dress regular as fuck, like Nike. They sag their pants.
I think they do. They do missions like that, but I think there's just a level of that shit in New York that is like totally different. I feel like there's more people who want to commit crimes in New York, to be totally honest. Like it's so many people trying to pull something over on the world.
All day. You gotta live like this in New York. Yo, I swear, all day. It's different. So we definitely vibing, my nigga. It's definitely good to even link up with you, man.
Let me ask you something. How does it feel to not be able to wake up and walk to the bodega?
That's kind of whack, though. I'm not going to hold you, but it's a good thing because every day of me walking to that bodega was, like, risking my life and, like, other things. I was good in my hood, but, like, you know, shit, like, you're not nobody to tell you when it's over. You feel me? You ain't gone. Them bodega trips, trust me, them shits were scary. And it's like, what you going to do? You going to strap up, take 7 years, or you going to lose your life?
Yeah, it's crazy. You get caught lacking or risk getting years.
I don't even like processing that shit no more.
Yeah, that's a fact. So let me ask you this. A lot of talk on the internet about whether certain snitching ass rappers are actually making an impact or not. How do you feel like the reaction is from the city? Like, do you feel like the city is embracing it in any way, or do you think that that's kind of just hyped up, this whole idea, and it's actually just a bunch of bullshit? Because that's kind of the camp I'm in.
Yeah. You said it. So the crazy part about it is that when people ask them type of questions right there, it's like they already know the answer. You feel me? But I like the fact that I'm going to give y'all my point of view. If it was all good, when it was all good, it would have been all good. So when it was good and then it's not good and then now it's atrocious, that's just ugly, bro. It's ugly because, like, I ain't see no level up but everything being bought. Like I said in my shit, like, I ain't paying for clout. It's real fame. I ain't paying for clout. Like, you feel me? Like, this is real shit. Like, they got enough money to pay for this shit, bro. And, like, he exposed himself when he tried to expose Billboard. But let's pass that.
I feel it.
You feel me? It's more bought. This shit is bought now. Because it's like, you can tell the difference, man. It's like a fucking 90% hate. And then it's the rest of the people is the people that, you know, that it's not actually outside and, you know.
I feel it. Yeah, I feel like as the time goes by, they're going to see more and more that
it's going to
fall apart.
Right now. Like, it's actually happening too. Like, and then the people that gave up that 10 million are going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
Get swipey,
man. So what are you working on in terms of videos, projects? Like, do you feel like your next move needs to be like an official ass album? Are you trying to do the EP thing? You still focusing on dropping videos? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the EPs and we're gonna go into albums and shit like that. First singles, EPs, albums, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do it. French taught me this shit, you feel me? So we're gonna go crazy, but I got an EP coming out. Does he even rap? Because Academics needed that. So we're gonna take it with that, because he said he ain't know how to rap and shit. He said if he felt like that, a lot of other people felt like that. So shit, let's do it. Let's go crazy. But me and Academics really, you know what I mean, really cool. Shout out to my dog. That's my nigga right there. I got a rollie for him.
You got a rollie for him?
I got a rollie for him.
Man, if he gets a rollie, I need a rollie. But to be honest, I don't wear jewelry. So
don't need to worry. Listen, Adam, you find out through the next interview. That's how you find out. He ain't even know this. He going to find out through here.
He's going to find out about the rollie. All right.
You feel me? You got to watch this to find out. Now, you feel me?
Is that another thing that French taught you? If you fuck with somebody, you just give them a rollie?
I feel like everyone who helped me on the level up way deserves something back. Like, it's just like, that's just, you know, it's like, it's not favor for a favor, because it's not like Because, you know, sometimes people do favor for each other and they don't got to fuck with each other. Mm. It's not favor for a favor. It's like literally like, thank you for helping me achieve my next goal.
Definitely.
You're my dog forever.
Damn.
You feel me? You look at the road, you're going to be like, I know what time it is. My nigga.
Damn, you got like 18 other bracelets on that fucking arm, too.
Oh, yeah, it's Fox. It ain't my name. Fuck, big Cuban and shit. I'm just starting.
Hey, it's Miami. It's Miami. You got to live large.
Yeah, we just came off the yacht, so I had to give them the yacht vibe. You feel me?
How's it feel being on the yacht, though? You couldn't have imagined being on a yacht until, what, like maybe 6 months ago?
6 days ago, nigga. Shit. I like it, though.
That's hard. I ain't been on a yacht yet, so you beat me to that.
Or it's, oh, nah. Come on, cut it out. Yo, nah, we coming to scoop you, bro. We coming to scoop you now.
In the yacht? Meet me at the pier?
Nigga, just be holding money. He don't be doing nothing.
Let me drive the boat.
He just be chilling. What's wrong with him? I told him, yo, bro, come on. We got to go on boats. We got to do crazy shit. French likes to think a lot. He like to think a lot.
Right.
So he'll be doing too much shit.
I'm still too in the trenches. I'm in the trenches, bro. I got to start living that rich life, you know?
Nah, Adam, you got to come fuck with us.
Mm.
Make it a movie every time. How about we make a no jumper? Or how you say that? Like when you bring your camera, like
a no jumper podcast?
Nah, but like with us.
Wait, is that I no jumper the everyday joints you do? Adam.
But like nah, with us. Like he's moving around, no jumper everywhere.
Everywhere, that's it.
Like let's everywhere, go. You moving around. You doing no jumper on a private jet. You might do it in a project building. It's ridiculous.
That's how we're gonna get the real scoop.
That's how it's gonna go, wicked. You heard? Because you're gonna be in the trenches for real. You gonna what? Oh shit.
I like that. Yo, so do you consider yourself to be a Coke boy, or is that a thing of the past?
For life, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
New wave order. That's the label.
Mm. R.I.P. Chinks.
Facts. Long live Chinks. Free Max.
That's a fact. Ooh. Hey, when Max gets home, that's going to be crazy.
Free Max.
That was a great era in New York City right there.
He's soon be home, though.
He is. He's coming home soon. Yeah, we talked to him on the phone a couple months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he about to be home. I ain't going to lie, son. Like, you know what's crazy? You know how some people be like, damn, how he going to sound like now? Because you know things actually, you know how like shit grows. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
He just some way, somehow know how to have sound. Like, he got some whole other shit. Like, his shit is wavy. Like, this nigga's different, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, he's different.
Yeah.
Shout out, Max. Congrats on your baby too, bro.
Oh, I appreciate that. Swipe, you paying attention. That means a lot.
Yo, word, for real, bro. Congrats on that baby. You know?
Appreciate that, man.
I know you. You seem like a great, you know what I mean? You seem like a great dad, bro.
My man, too, I'm planning on it, bro. I'm about to be the dad of the century. You a dad yet?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Got a boy and a girl, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to be hitting you up for some parenting tips.
What happened?
I'm going to be hitting you for some parenting tips.
Oh, yeah. I got you. And I'm a great dad, too. Great. That's I'm like number one first dad. I don't play with that. So, you know, I got you, bro. I got you. And it get hard throughout the night, you know what I'm saying? But you hit me up, I got you.
Bye. Hey, Swipey, I appreciate your time, man. Let them know what they need to look out for.
Yo, Freka. We got all types of shit, but I'm gonna let y'all know. Coke Boy 5 is coming out. Freka and Rich Porter will be there on that. Featuring French Montana. We got That's a Fact remix, and we got my EP coming up. Does He Even Rap? Bow. And I swear, when I tell y'all this right now, we gonna go diamond.
Diamond. Let's go.
Make sure you play them videos, Adam.
Let's get it. I'm ready, bro. I'm spinning. I'm spinning all day.
You ain't winning.
If you ain't spinning, you ain't winning, my nigga.
There it is. All right, Swipey, I appreciate you, man.
from the heart. Love, my G. For real, for real.
Much love. Take care, G.
Bow. Move.
Bow.